Vítaju vás všich, drahí radioslucháči, na radioperedaču Náš hlas Radio Krinského Korinia po mreži PCJ Radio, jaká podiesti vám z Británskej Kolumbii v Kanadi. S vami Plavina Makori, ďakujú, že rišle, prebudte zi mnou nastupnú hodinu, poslúchate čudovú krinskú muziku. I takož, jak zvyčajno, my máme dosť cikavý noviny na svojho dnešní programy. Hello there, and welcome to Náš hlas Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from Vancouver Island on the west coast of Canada, courtesy PCJ Radio. I'm your host, Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie, Polkrinska Pavlina, and I am so glad to have you with me, whether you're tuning in on AM, FM, or shortwave radio, on your mobile phone, streaming, time-shifting via podcast, however you found us, a very, very warm welcome to you, Vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you. We have news from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine Today. As well, we've got Ukrainian Jewish heritage and a review of a book about a major historical character, a very controversial character, and quite pivotal to both Ukrainian and Jewish historical memory. So stay tuned for all of that as well. We've got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and as promised, great Ukrainian music. And opening our program, we had a group from Ukraine called Haidamaka, a very, very popular ethno-rock group, and a song called Rosa. Coming up next is a group from Canada, from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and a song from their very recent release, album release, called Tribute to Ukrainian Heritage, and this is a traditional Ukrainian folk song, goes back quite a ways. It is titled Rozpirajte Chlopci Koni, which translates as Unharness the Horses, Boys.
Розпрягайте, хлопці, коні, та лягайте спочивати. А я піду за дешеве, за кремнічико копати. Маруся, а я піду за дешеве, за кремнічико копати. Маруся, гей! Копа, 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 кремнічико, у вишнево, у саду, чи не вийде дівчинойка рано вранці по воду. Маруся, чи не вийде дівчинойка рано вранці по воду. Маруся, вишла, вишла дівчинойка за вишневе воду брат. А за нею козаченько веде коня на пува. Маруся, а за нею козаченько веде коня на пува. Маруся, гей! Просу, 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 віде речка, вона йому не дала. Дару, дару, з руки перстень, вона йому не з'їла. Маруся, дару, дару, з руки перстень, вона йому не з'їла. Маруся, гей! Знаю, знаю, дівчинонько, чим я тебе проснивив, що я вчора і з вечора із другою говору. Маруся, що я вчора і з вечора із другою говору. Маруся, гей! Вона ростом невеличка, ще літами молода, руса коса до пояса, козий стрічка голуба. Маруся, руса коса до пояса, козий стрічка голуба. Маруся, гей! Hey!
život. A ja pidu sad već nebe, sad kreneće kokopat Marusja. A ja pidu sad već nebe, sad kreneće kokopat Marusja. La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la.
Tam nastavi, nastavočku taj nastavi. Tam plivalo dva kozaki taj na čovni, na čovni. Tam plivalo dva kozaki taj na čovni, na čovni. Tam dječina vodu brala taj nabrala. Še kozaka sokolonjkom taj nazvala, nazvala. Še kozaka сокольником та й назвала, назвала. Ти, козаче, гарний хлопче, та й сокою, візьми мене на той човен, та й собою, собою. Візьми мене на той човен, та й собою, собою. Там плевало два козаки, та й на човні, на човні. Там плевало два козаки, та й на човні, на човні. Там плевало два козаки, та й на човні, на човні. Там плевало два козаки, та й на човні, на човні.
And another Canadian band, and from another brand new release. That was Tutti Tam, which means here and there, by the way. And they are from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, and that is from their brand new CD called Obriad, and it is sort of a tribute to the seasons. And that song was kind of a cute one. It is called Tam Nastavi, and the English translation, the way the band has translated it, is the one where two Cossacks go for a ride and meet a girl. Coming up next is the Pushkin Klezmer Band and a song called Ne Juritsia Chlopci, Don't Worry Boys.
Bye. пахнешь дгем. Ай-яй-яй-яй, теребом я пай. Поїдем до корчомки, там і водка буде. Не боріться, хлопці, що з нами буде. Ми поїдем до корчомки, там і водка буде.
Ай-яй-яй-яй, дірбом я баю, баю.
Слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Up next, a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now. Brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative, based in Toronto, Ontario.
Welcome to Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Peter Baker. A fascinating new book, just published by Stanford University Press, tackles the controversial legacy of a man in the shadows of history, Bogdan Khmelnytsky, a leader of the Ukrainian Cossacks in the 17th century. Stories of Khmelnytsky, sponsored in part by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, features provocative essays by distinguished scholars from throughout North America, Europe, and Israel. Edited and introduced by Amelia Glazer, Associate Professor of Russian and Comparative Literature at the University of California, San Diego, the book's 12 engaging chapters explore the highly contested memory of the man. In brief, Khmelnytsky led a successful revolt against Polish rule in 1648, a bloody revolt that included the destruction of Jewish communities. The revolt was a major trauma in the collective memory of the Jewish people, a trauma recounted in centuries of highly evocative Jewish writings. The revolt established Ukrainian independence and the Cossacks as key players in the geopolitics of the day. And for this, Khmelnytsky was hailed as a national hero. However, for many Ukrainians, Khmelnytsky's legacy is tarnished by his subsequent treaty with Moscow, which ultimately condemned Ukraine to centuries of Russian rule. The book carefully addresses, without attempting to resolve, the fundamental questions Khmelnytsky's image provokes. How can drastically different mythologies surround this one figure? What do the competing versions of memory and history around Khmelnytsky mean for our understanding of the past, present, and future of the nations of Eastern Europe? Khmelnytsky, viewed as hero or villain, bolstered national solidarity not only among Ukrainians. His 1648 revolt offered the seeds of a founding myth for other nations. The book offers a surprising account of the little-known positive images of the Ukrainian Cossack struggle for independence among some early Jewish radical Zionists. Israel Bartel, professor of Jewish history at Hebrew University in Jerusalem, outlines how the Cossack warrior served as a model for the new Jewish pioneer building a new homeland in early 20th century Palestine. Bartel traces how the frightening enemy of the Jews in 17th century Ukraine had been transformed by some Jewish writers into an ideal example of heroism, simple rural life, and unlimited national commitment. Taras Koznarski, associate professor in the Department of Slavic Languages and Literature at the University of Toronto, takes up in his essay the additional multiple identities of Khmelnytsky. Khmelnytsky was seen as a hero, adventurer, statesman, politician, vehicle of divine grace, focus of collective imagination, and central to Ukrainian historical memory. And he also inspired some lavish costume drama films, films that reflected the national and political imperatives of their sponsors. Amid the swirl of contradictory legends, perhaps the last word can be given to Judith Deutsch Kornblatt, professor emerita and former chair of Slavic Languages and Literature at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. In her astute afterword in the book, Professor Kornblatt wisely notes that this volume of Khmelnytsky drives home the fact that history itself is not made up of facts, but of stories. This has been Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. From San Francisco, I'm Peter Baeger. Until next time, shalom.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more, visit them at ukrainianjewishencounter.org and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. For transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, please visit the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com.
Щасливими були, хотіла мати, щоб квіти, для них у всесвіті цвіли. Три сини мала, три синочки, всі соколята, як один. Три сини то не є, три дочки. З ними турботи повні дім. О, мамо, як би тільки знала, якую долю ти дала своїм синам, якби ти знала, то ти би жити не змогла. Ніж серце буде, як горілка, п'яниці у голодний рік. Три сини, три твоїх соколи, тюрма забрала чортів вік. сивина тебе торкнулась, а ти досі ще одна. Вже сивина тебе торкнулась, скажи, чи я в цьому вина. Три сини, три твоїх соколи не тиснуть вже на моцний фуза. Їх зловживання уколом привів заграти, а чорна пляса.
Was Vasil Hantarsky with a song called Chorina Blues, which translates into English as Black Blouse. Coming up next is a Ukrainian folk group called Sokole, and that word means falcons. And here they are with a more traditional sound than you just heard. This is a traditional Ukrainian folk song, kind of an ode to beer, I'd say. It's called Oy Khmelyu Mi Khmelyu, which means Oh My Hops.
Oh,
Now, the latest news stories from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine's first international English news channel, Ukraine Today.
The situation on the front line in East Ukraine has remained largely calm, with Ukrainian forces recording 3 ceasefire violations in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, the OSCE monitoring mission reports of renewed movement of heavy weapons by the militants, including a column of 5 tanks between the Donetsk region and the Russian border. A ceasefire renewed on September 1st has brought fighting to some of the lowest levels seen in the 18-month conflict.
Ukrainian forces have made their biggest discovery yet of a hidden weapons arsenal intended for Russian-backed militants in East Ukraine. Anti-tank missile systems, automatic hand grenades, machine guns, guided missiles, and rounds of mortar shells have been uncovered in a meat factory located in the Luhansk region. According to Ukrainian officials, the weapons were going to be sent to the militants to destabilize the situation on the front line. Some 70 countries of the UN General's Assembly, 193 members, are in favor of stripping Russia of its UN Security Council veto power. That's according to a tweet from Ukraine's UN envoy, Yuri Sergeyev. The Ukrainian campaign to remove Moscow's veto power comes after Russia-blocked attempts in the UN General Assembly, spearheaded by Kiev, to condemn the Kremlin's military intervention in East Ukraine. France initially introduced the idea of imposing limits on veto power of permanent members of the Security Council after Russia prevented the Council from imposing sanctions against the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The BBC has called the Ukrainian government's decision to include two of its journalists on a sanctions list, quote, a shameful attack on media freedom. That comes after Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko signed a decree banning more than 400 people and dozens of companies from entering the country, among them many Russian ministers and Russian-backed militants occupying part of East Ukraine. Poroshenko says the list targets individuals connected to Russia's annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula and those who represent, quote, a threat to national interests.
A united front against Russia. Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk has called on Western leaders to increase pressure on Russian President Vladimir Putin. Speaking at a forum in Kiev, Yatsenyuk sent a clear message that Putin would see the lifting of sanctions against Russia as a sign of weakness and that sanctions should only be lifted when Russia leave Ukraine and return Donetsk, Luhansk and Crimea. French President François Hollande recently suggested lifting sanctions against Russia if a previous lull in fighting in East Ukraine lasted. However, the last few days have again seen combined Russian separatist forces attacking Ukrainian positions.
A Russian court has extended Nadiya Savchenko's arrest. The Ukrainian fighter pilot and MP will be held for another 6 months. That's according to Mark Fagan, her lawyer. The preliminary hearing began in Russia's Rostov region on Tuesday. Security was beefed up ahead of the session with extra patrols and police convoys. Savchenko is accused of aiding the killing of two Russian journalists. She was captured by militants in summer last year and funneled across the Russian border. She faces a maximum sentence of 25 years.
A Ukrainian court has examined an appeal from a former police chief sentenced to life imprisonment for the murder of journalist Georgi Gongadze. 2 years ago, Alexei Pukach was found guilty of killing the investigative journalist and cutting off his head. The brutal murder in 2000 rocked the country. Thousands took to the streets calling for justice. Former Ukrainian President Leonid Kuchma was prosecuted for ordering the execution-style killing, but the case against him collapsed. This week will mark 15 years since Gongadze's murder.
Hello and welcome to Ukraine Today. My name is Peter Byrne and this is the Press Review. Today we take a look at a report written by Fox News contributor Judith Miller about the awkward monologue delivered by billionaire American businessman Donald Trump about Ukraine. Trump is currently leading the Republican presidential field in the polls. He told a forum of the European elite in the Ukrainian capital Kyiv that America and Europe should be doing more to support Ukraine. Trump suggested that President Barack Obama was partly responsible for Russian President Vladimir Putin's aggression by paying only lip service to reversing Russia's seizure of Ukraine's Crimea over a year ago. Trump's remarks differed from earlier statements he made in August about Ukraine's plight. Last month, he told a political rally in North Carolina that Europeans, and wealthy Germany in particular, should do more to fight Russian aggression against Ukraine. Trump said that Ukraine was not getting the support that you need and deserve. The forum is hosted by Viktor Pinchuk, the son-in-law of former President Leonid Kuchma. Pinchuk is known to have given millions to the Clinton Family Foundation and has hosted Bill and Hillary Clinton at earlier conferences. Bill Clinton also appeared by satellite link up Friday to express his support for Ukraine and implicitly criticize Obama by stressing the need to protect the territorial integrity of Ukraine, which Obama has not done lately. According to Fox News, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, the former French political superstar whose career was felled by allegations that he had sexually abused a maid in New York City, called Trump's appearance incredible. This has been Peter Byrne with the Press Review. Join us again tomorrow for another edition.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko met with the British singer and composer Elton John in Kiev at a forum. Gay rights advocate Sir John came to Ukraine to attend the venue and raise awareness about issues involving Ukraine's gay, lesbian, bisexual and transgender community. The 68-year-old singer called on Ukrainian politicians and business leaders to use their influence to guarantee human rights to all citizens of the country. Poroshenko and Sir John discussed the current political situation in Ukraine, the conflict in the east of the country, and the plight of Ukrainian political prisoners held in Russian jails. Two Russian comedians known for targeting celebrities say they impersonated Russian President Vladimir Putin in a prank phone call to Elton John, a day after the British singer told journalists he would like to meet Putin to discuss gay rights. That comes after Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov denied that Putin had made the call and suggested it could have been a prank after Elton John posted a photo of the Russian president on Instagram thanking him for the conversation. Comedians Vladimir Krasnov and Alexei Stoyarov have released what they say are clips from the phone call.
Well, I think the violence towards LGBT people, they don't feel safe. But this is something I don't really want to talk about over the phone, to be honest with you, Dmitry. This is something I can have a dialogue with the president face to face. And I would welcome that because, you know, things get done better when you see somebody and you meet them.
John's representatives have not immediately returned calls for comment. Russia has been criticized by the West and human rights activists for its treatment of gay people, with the British singer campaigning publicly against a law passed in 2013 in Russia banning the dissemination of so-called gay propaganda among young people. Volunteer Protection Force. Tens of thousands of Ukrainian volunteers are taking their safety into their own hands, undergoing basic military and medical training in case Russia launches a full-scale invasion of Ukraine's capital, Kiev. I am a civilian. It is quite simple to answer the question of what we are preparing for. We are preparing for the war, which is already going on. The session, which includes courses in hand-to-hand combat skills and survival skills, is aimed at helping civilians to counter real and potential threats from the country's northern neighbour. Participants at the training range have formed a self-defence unit called White Wolf, ready to defend Kiev in the scenario of a Russian invasion. Despite the fact that the war has already been going on for a long time, it seems to me that Russian land forces in Kiev would be a big surprise for everyone. The question is, what issues will be resolved? I think we are able to resolve some local tasks in local regions. Following Russia's unprecedented invasion of Ukraine, which began in March 2014, volunteers believe it is necessary for ordinary Ukrainians to be ready for battle. I doubt that we are engaging in rubbish. For those that do not believe it, they are welcome to see what is happening in the East, to speak to the other side of the conflict and see for themselves how so-called miners are fighting. Participants range from office employees and IT specialists to lawyers and entrepreneurs, all of whom are ready and willing to spend their weekends to be better prepared in case of further Russian aggression. Recent days in East Ukraine have seen a welcomed lull in fighting as combined Russian separatist forces finally begin to abide by a months-old ceasefire. Anxiety over Russia's presence in the conflict, however, remains rife, especially following the news this week that the Kremlin plans to build a huge military base housing ammunition depots and barracks for several thousand soldiers near the Ukrainian border. NATO has accused Russia of using makeshift bases for sending soldiers and hardware into Ukraine to support regular Russian army troops and Russian mercenaries. The United Nations this week reported that at least 8,000 people have been killed in the conflict in eastern Ukraine.
Teachers and students have recovered and restored the small World War II museum in a village school in East Ukraine. Most of the relics from the exposition were destroyed in exchanges of shelling between Russian-backed militants and Ukrainian troops in the Donetsk region. The number of students in the school in the village of Hranitne has halved over the past few months, but the recent lull in fighting following a peace deal agreed during negotiations between Germany, France, Ukraine and Russia in September saw the return of some students. Teachers say this hasn't pushed them to discuss the 17-month-old conflict with the students. We try not to talk about it. It's too painful. Let children live in peace. Right, kids? In another school nearby, almost a third of students left as a result of the fighting, but the remaining few who stayed have made a little museum of Ukrainian ethnic items. We made them so others don't forget where they're from. There are those that forget. Either they don't know or they've forgotten. A ceasefire was declared in February, but fighting continued on a daily basis with casualties on both sides reported almost every day. But a renewed truce was agreed to on September 1st, with the Ukrainian defense minister saying that fighting has since fallen to some of the lowest levels seen during the conflict.
And with that, we've come to the end of this week's Ukraine News Roundup for this edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. To hear more news from Ukraine today, check all of this week's editions of Nash Holos at www.nashholos.com. And for their full roster of breaking stories, as well as interviews, press reviews, and in-depth analysis on Ukraine, follow Ukraine Today on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and their live blog, uatoday.tv. From Ukraine, that was Bratyahu Dyukina, which translates as Viper's Brothers. And that is a song from their CD, a fairly recent one called Shchaslivoye Doroge, which means sort of a Ukrainian translation of Bon Voyage. And that song was Dievchina z Kolomeyi, and that means girl from Kolomeya, a town in western Ukraine. Coming up next, Trio Maksimovich and Hrechanike, Buckwheat Pancakes. Best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. Live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. Elsewhere in the world, right here on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. And in between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com, and you can get links there to podcast feeds of all three editions of the show. As well, make sure to follow Nash Holos on Twitter, and please like our Facebook page. Нажами все скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Мало кусай, але довго жувай. And our proverb of the week translates as bite off a little, but chew it for a long time. Well, that about wraps it up for another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. To take us to the end of our program, Prairie Crocus from Winnipeg and the off-to-battle Kolomeyka. I'm Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do побачення.